Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. Isn't it a wonderful day?
It is a wonderful day. Nice, fresh.
You should be out there walking. It's where you should be, listening to us at the same time.
That's right.
Now, I'm here in the fantastic studio of Harry McManus in Raheny, and we are here to discuss the St. Bridget's Resource Centre Arts and Craft Fair that's coming up this weekend. Harry, tell us all about it.
Well, it's something we started about 6 years ago. A small committee got together and decided there was so much talent in the area that we should give it a showcase. So, therefore, we came about with the Art and Craft Fair, because in our area there are many painters and craft workers. And then it has spread. We actually have people coming from the north of Ireland and from Wicklow and from quite long distances away, because the word spread that we ran a good fair.
Yeah, and how many stalls did you start out with all those years ago?
We thought we did very well with 27, but now we're up to 44 and waiting. So it has become quite a big event, and a lovely day out on a Saturday, on a Sunday. And please God, we've nice weather too, which will help matters.
And this is in the St. Bridget's Resource Centre?
Yes, on the Hoth Road in Colchester. And it's a beautiful centre and is used for so much. And all the workers there, the helpers, the people that were involved with the fair. When Pauline O'Regan is the manager there. And Pauline's been very involved. And there's been Eileen Curran, Anya Stack, Sheila Barber, Phil McBride, and myself, Harry. And very ably backed by Brenda McBride, Phil's husband. He's been a great help as well.
It's always good to have fantastic backup, isn't it, Harry?
Oh, you can't beat it. But, I mean, you do need. But everybody down there has been so supportive. And the support we've had over the years for people, I think they come back. I mean, I have a lot of people coming right across the city to shop, because you can do all your Christmas shopping there. There's every single type of thing going. I mean, you have photography and ceramics and candles and cakes and beautiful stars, which you'd have to come and see. Jewellery of different types, all knitted types. There's a bric-a-brac stall, enamel work, paintings, wooden toys, stained glass, stoneware, hats, makeup, soaps, picture frames, personalised ones, wood turning, furniture, Crillo, and a very nice silver craft called Pinky Prince, which are coming, and many, many other things. I could go on for quite a while. There's 44 different stalls.
It's amazing, the talent, and there's an awful lot of this. It's Northside talent, isn't it?
Definitely, yes. The majority, I'd say 80%. But we're delighted to welcome everybody who's interested in showing. It's great.
Of course you are. And is there, by any chance, a waiting list if people want to come on to your lovely arts and crafts fair?
There is a waiting list, and at the moment there isn't a hope of squeezing anybody else in. Otherwise we just get too crushed, and we can't do that to everybody. But we have added another marquee this year. There are two outside spaces. Otherwise it's all inside in the Resource Centre, which is a beautiful centre. We're very lucky to have it.
And can you get a cup of tea here if you want it?
Oh, the coffee dock, you can get your lunch as well. The coffee dock is open all day on both days, on the Saturday and the Sunday. So it's very pleasant, and just a nice time. Have a cup of, then go back shopping.
And I believe there's going to be balloons outside indicating where to go.
You can't miss them. We have must be about 50 bunches of balloons around the whole centre. And it does give a party atmosphere. I think it's very nice. And a nice touch of things. It's worth looking after people.
And what time on Saturday and Sunday is this going on?
We'll open on Saturday. The craft workers come and set up at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we open at 10. And we close at 4:30, which probably means 5. And the same on a little bit earlier on Sunday morning, probably about 9:30 on Sunday morning, and finish about 4:30, 5.
Well, there you are, John. All this, you can do all your Christmas shopping down here in the Colchester Parish in St. Bridget's Resource Centre. What do you think of that?
Oh, it sounds excellent. And it sounds like a good day out as well, Barbara.
It is a good day out. I've been at it over the years, and it's absolutely fantastic, yeah.
Okay.
And we must mention too, admission is free. And of course, there's a raffle if you like to buy tickets, but nobody will twist your arm to that. And there's quite good parking, plenty of parking, so no worries that way.
Okay. Do you just want to say again where it is, when it's going on?
Where is it, Harry, and when's it going on again?
It's in St. Bridget's Resource Centre, beside St. Bridget's Church on the Hoth Road, and it's on the 10th and 11th of this month. So that's next weekend, not to be missed.
Not to be missed. Sounds like a great day out, as I said.
I'm telling you, I've been there many a time, and it's an absolutely must. It's a fantastic arts and crafts fair, folks. Get to it, and seriously, you can do your Christmas shopping here.
And admission is free, which is very important.
Exactly, very important, John.
Okay, thank you very much again, Barbara.
No problem. See you next week.
Okay, see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.